Are you all ready? In between, no disturbance will be allowed. One person can disturb the entire crowd. Ready? Now I'm going to start this. Listen carefully, because in the end I might ask questions. Okay. So there was this famous doctor. His doctor's name was Dr. Stephen. What was his name? Dr. Stephen. He was a very famous doctor. And he was a specialist in treating a particular cancer. Was a specialist. So before the medical fraternity, the medical world decided to felicitate this doctor, recognize his contribution, medical field. So therefore, he was invited for a award function where he had been felicitated, given awards. Doctor, he boarded the flights to attend that conference. And as the flight took off, after some time, there was an announcement. He said, "Yeah, indeed, sorry, there is some technical issue. So therefore, now we are urgently landing in the nearby airport." Dr. Stephen came out of the flight, immediately went to the reception. He said, "Madam, I want to urgently attend to one conference. When is the next flight?" That lady said, "Sir, we are indeed sorry, the next flight is only after 10 hours. But instead of waiting for the next flight, you can do one thing, sir. That place where you want to go, it is just 4 hours driving distance. You can rent a car and you can just drive there." Dr. Stephen did not like driving, but now there was no other option. So he took a car for rent, and then he started driving. How many hours? 4 hours. So as he was driving, there was rain and thunderstorm and all that. And somewhere, he missed the road. He was supposed to take a right turn. He missed it. He was going. And finally, he reached a very lonely place in some deep jungle where nobody was there. And he understood that he has lost his way. Now he was frantically searching because it was getting dark. Somewhere he has to stay. It is some deep jungle. No house nearby. Nothing seen. So he started searching for some place. And as he was searching, he saw a small hut. What did he see? He went to that hut and knocked. Are you listening? After some time, an old lady was there inside. She opened. This lady saw the condition of Dr. Stephen tired, exhausted, drenched. She understood. This man must have lost his way. Otherwise, who comes there in that deep jungle? She said, "Sir, please come. I understand that you must have lost your way. You look very tired, exhausted. Please come, sir. Please come." He was given a seat. He sat there. She said, "Sir, let me see what I can get. Bring me something." She went inside. Went inside and got a hut. No, many, only one room. So the other corner of that hut she went. A servant was got some bread. Sit on the bed. Oh, very good. You are all good children. You are listening. So the kept in front of me. And she said, "Sir, will you please excuse me? Because this is my prayer time, evening prayer time. So you please help yourself. Have this miracle. This service. By then, I will finish my prayer." So she went to the other corner. See, there's only one room. One corner is the kitchen. The other corner is the prayer. Prayer altar. Yes. So she sat there. So Dr. Stephen could see whatever she was doing. Exactly. There was a beautifully decorated altar. And then she started praying. What she was singing, Stephen was not able to hear, but Stephen could see that this lady was praying and constantly, even in the moment that she would look nearby, and there was this cradle. Cradle. There was a baby there. Silence in or noise out. Where were we? Where were we? Ah, so this lady was praying. And while praying, now and then she would look at this lady. Baby was there. So after the prayers came, this doctor Stephen. So the way she was praying, there was so much of intensity, concern. Is there something which I can do for you? Is there something which we need? Can I help you in some way? Is there something which is bothering you? So then the Stephen said, "No, no, everything is fine. God has been very kind to me. Whatever I have asked, He has given me. But there is this one prayer which He has not yet answered." Said, "See, this child in the cradle is my grandson. This child is suffering from a grand disease. And they say that there is only one person who knows about it. They say his name is Dr. Stephen. I don't know where he is. I don't know who he is. So I'm just offering my prayer." Who was sitting in front of her? Who was buried up in the aisles of the street? And now he was Finally, there was a technical error in the aeroplane. Why he lost his way? It was all because of one thing. What was the thing? That is the power of prayer. How many of you pray? Every day you must pray. You know what happens when you pray? You are in tune with the Lord. Who is the Lord? Who is the Lord? What is his power? What is his glory? Good. His glory is his omniscience. Omniscient means what? All-knowing. His omnipotence. Omnipotent means what? All-powerful. His omnipresent. Omnipresent means what? Present everywhere. Comes with the law. And there is a way to tune to him. What is the way? What is the way called? Ask anything. Now, there are four ways in which he will answer your prayer. You must know this. Number one, yes. Number two, number four, take. Here is something better. What are the four ways? First one. Yeah, second one. No, third one. Wait, fourth one. Take. Here is something better. So, first one is yes, whatever you ask, he gives you. Second one is no, you ask and he will not give you. Why? It is not good for you. Which is not good for you, you will not be. If you ask your mother, 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 give me a knife to play. Knife, will she give? You are sick, having fever, and then you are asking for ice cream, will she give? So anything which is good for you, she will not be. The third one is, wait means what? The right time comes to you. But the fourth one, take, not just take. Take. Very good. You're better. You see, what you're asking is something inferior. Something good which you don't want. Every connection is different. Slowly, slowly, a time comes when you feel his presence. You know, I am not alone. God is with me. What happens? Any challenge, any problem in life, you are not shaken. Why? I know somebody who knows the solution to these problems. Okay? Okay. Change the name of the grace of the Lord, the blessings of Holy Name. May we develop a strong relationship with God. Thus, bless our lives, bless everyone who comes. Hari Om.